Vancouver, Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump told the New York Times this week if a special prosecutor investigating Russia's influence on last year's presidential election and possible collusion with his campaign expands the probe to look at Mr. Trump's family finances unrelated to Russia, that would cross the line of what is acceptable. In a wide-ranging interview, Mr. Trump also expressed dismay with the decision by Attorney General Jeff Sessions to recuse himself from the Russia investigation. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone.
Sessions was one of the most conservative members of the Senate, and he was the first one to leap onto the Trump campaign. Before any of the rest of them did, he set aside any concerns he had and embraced Trump. They would campaign together. And again, it goes back to this idea that Trump has been bothered from the beginning by the Russia probe. He didn't really appreciate the fact that Sessions early on decided to recuse himself shortly after he became Attorney General.
The president further suggested that fired Federal Bureau of Investigation Director James Comey shared with Sessions a file of alleged but unconfirmed compromising material about Mr. Trump in order to gain leverage. President Trump has repeatedly insisted there is no link between the presidential campaign and Moscow. Trump administration has yet to complete its strategy to stabilize Afghanistan, with one Pentagon official telling VOA it would be weeks before a plan was finalized and announced. And when President Trump was asked by a reporter whether he would deploy additional American troops to Afghanistan, the president responded, "We'll see." This is VOA News. Venezuelans who heeded the opposition call to strike against the government of President Nicolas Maduro encountered roadblocks across the country, protesters clashing with police in some areas. A 24-year-old man was killed and three people were wounded after violence broke out during a demonstration on the outskirts of Caracas. 24-hour strike was meant as an expression of national disapproval of Maduro's plan to convene a constitutional assembly that would reshape the Venezuelan political system to consolidate the ruling party's power. Oil giant ExxonMobil is suing the U.S. Treasury Department to stop a $2 million fine for violating sanctions against Russia while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was Exxon CEO. Exxon said the decision is fundamentally unfair and insists it did nothing wrong. Treasury Department said Exxon signed a contract in 2014 with Igor Sechin, head of Russia's state-owned Rosneft Oil Company and a longtime business associate of Tillerson. Here's State Department spokesperson Heather Nart.
He has been extremely clear in his recusal of anything having to do with Exxon. When this information came to us here at the State Department, it did not come to the secretary himself. It came to the Deputy Secretary John Sullivan. The secretary has taken this very seriously, that Exxon-related activities are not something that he is involved with here as Secretary of State.
Nart did not comment further and referred questions to the Treasury Department. Senior UN official says intense fighting in Syria and bureaucratic red tape impeding the delivery of desperately needed humanitarian assistance to many people in Syria. More now from Lisa Schlein.
UN Special Envoy for Syria, Jan Egeland, says the United Nations has been unable to deliver food, medicine, and other essential items to some 600,000 people in 12 besieged areas for the past 40 days. He says tens of thousands of civilians are trapped in Raqqa, where a ferocious battle to retake the city from Islamic State militants is being waged.
The attacking forces are now closing in on Raqqa city. There is intense bombardment from the air.
Egeland adds that ruthless tactics by IS militants also are preventing civilians from leaving. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
A magnitude 6.7 magnitude earthquake killed at least two people, injured more than 100 on the Greek island of Kos today, quake the second in the region this year to exceed a magnitude of 6.0. Get more news at our website, voanews.com, and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.